This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's a good song to start with. I like that one. I like the... It's just like... Doo-wee-doo, boobity boobity doobity-doo. Hi, everyone. It's Shut Up and Dance. Oh, were you not listening? I know you.
Yeah,
I was so
listening to
today.
Something else entirely.
Shut up and dance. Don't you dare look back. Keep your eyes on me.
No, we just heard that one, right?
Oh, you know. Oh, sorry. My bad. Sorry. Singing. It's fun.
I'm just saying, sing anything else. We just heard that one. Try a different song.
It's such a good song.
That's the one
though.
That's in my head. Oh my God. Hey, the $1,000 cash stimulus on Alice, that starts tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
Yep. I don't know how long it's going to go on for, but they're giving away thousands of dollars. And because you listen to Alice, you've got a chance to win. It starts tomorrow. And we'll give you a code word each hour and a number to text it into. And that's it. And you sit back and wait to see if you're the winner. So don't forget your chance to win $1,000. I think it's like 11 times a day, something like that. From nice. Starts at 7:05, and then on the fives until 5:05.
Mm-hmm. Good luck.
Yeah,
everyone.
Good luck. It's going to be fun. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by The Movies Reviews.
Oh,
don't miss the movie reviews today at 9 o'clock with Hooman. That's right, people.
Set that guy up.
He's coming over. Wrote in and said, maybe could he do these before they come out? And I went, I'm not even reading that.
Look, people are looking for things to, honestly, these days, what a movie's review should just be something that's good on that people haven't seen on Netflix or whatever streaming
service.
Sometimes
people are on the fence. You know, they're like, I'm not sure if I want to see that.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to press play on that or not. He's got a couple of some of the big movies that are out right now, and he is going to be doing it from a car in Bryn's yard. He is pulling up onto the lawn, and Bryn is running stuff out his window so that he doesn't have to be exposed to Hooman, because Hooman's a super
Why
friend.
Is he going to your house?
And he's just not.
Well, he's based in Menlo Park now, which is, so he was like, come
Menlo
on.
Menlo Park?
Yeah, exactly.
What happened to Palo Alto?
Nope. Was it Palo Alto?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
San Francisco. Then it was San Mateo. Now they're trying to rent that. They're trying to rent that one out, and he moved with his mom to Menlo Park.
Oh, man. Okay, I didn't. Yeah.
Somewhere in the peninsula.
He's going to bop over to Bryn's house, and Bryn's going to run a set of headphones and a microphone out into his. So we'll get nice, clean audio from him. That's good.
Hopefully. Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure how it's going to go if it's storming. If it's going to rain or not.
You know what? Just now, it was dumping outside my house. I mean, dumping hard. Yeah. Like, there's a... You know how you have over your stove, there's those fans?
And the hoods.
It actually goes up through the ceiling. Because it's like a tin or a metal thing, you could hear it come bouncing on that so loud.
Yeah, I know.
So, it's dumping right now.
Same for me. I woke up to that. I was like, what's going on over here?
Yeah. Well, we need every drop.
Right.
It actually turned into kind of a nice day for a little while yesterday.
Yesterday and then it started completely pouring. Bummed me out because I wrote yesterday off as like, okay, it's going to dump. And then as I was leaving here to go do things with my family, I went, there's no wind. It's not bad at all here. What's going on?
It was for a couple of hours. It was a beautiful day. Cloudy, but we got a little rain in the afternoon, but I was like, getting stuff done.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
Yeah. Okay, let's jump into the trash here. First of all, I want to start by saying Mackenzie Scott has, I mean, I wouldn't call her an unsung hero, but she's one of the heroes of the pandemic. Mackenzie Scott chipped in 25% of all U.S. I have some kind of slapback. U.S. COVID-related donations in 2020. Mackenzie Scott, Jeff Bezos' ex, who just remarried. She might have a new name by now. But Mackenzie Scott was responsible for 25% of all the money that was given to help with COVID relief. Incredible.
I told you that story in the news a while back about how she was, you know, she's part of that giving pledge.
Yeah, yeah.
And the way she's giving her money away was, I found it to be incredibly thoughtful and great. I mean, it would be easy to just go, well, let's give the money to the greatest minds in America. Let's give it to Harvard and be done with it. Right. And yet she didn't. She went to schools that needed the help and really was thoughtful about it. Found right. schools you would never have known about.
She's done an incredible job. They say it's actually harder to give away money than you think it would be, unless uh-huh. you just go, here's $20 billion, Harvard, see you later.
Right.
But specifically COVID-related stuff, in the last 1 year, she has given away $4 billion, which is 25% of all donations.
That's
so
killer.
It's incredible. They actually mm-hmm. say that she is responsible for 75% of wealthy individuals giving, and that puts her at, or maybe a little more than 75%, and then it becomes 25% of all the donations. It's just incredible. And so she single-handedly accounted for, looks like, about 3/4 ish of the $5.8 billion that were given by high net worth donors, and then it works out to 25% of all the, it's just mind-boggling numbers. The U.S.'s first vaccine vials headed to a museum. The Smithsonian is a Smithsonian Museum will be displaying the first vaccine vial and the scrubs and vaccination card of the New York nurse who received the very first U.S. dose.
Mm.
So that will be memorialized there in the Smithsonian.
I still don't feel like we've had time to sort of show the gratitude, and maybe time will. Once we're through this and life sort of resumes, hopefully we'll be have a chance to look back and hold up the people who
right.
helped us through this.
The stories
in a
that
more
rose
glorified,
to the surface.
Like, there should be glory there.
Mm. Sure. And right, I'm sure there are a million look, they got us these vaccines in record time. Like, this mm-hmm. just doesn't happen. And, you know, it'd be interesting. I'm sure there'll be movies about it, Vin.
Yeah,
the rush to the vaccine.
I look forward to it. I think there should be glory for the people who've put all that work together to get us even where we're at now, and we are at the year mark.
1 year will be, well, 1 year for us not working with each other in person was March 13th. It was Friday the 13th of 2020. Mm-hmm. So we're coming up on the anniversary this Saturday. I guess will be exactly 1 year. Since the last time we sat in that studio together. Advertising jingles. I love jingles. I'm a huge jingle fan. I get a jingle in my head and I'll sing it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know how music works.
That's why they work.
Yeah, they're great. So even if you aren't necessarily familiar with the product, you certainly, you see the thing sitting there, and it's like Kit Kat, for instance, you know. Bring me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Two, one, two, three, four. Give me a break. Give me a break. Bring me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
You know, there you are in the Safeway, and you see the Kit Kat, and immediately it's going through your head.
I wrote the jingle No One Needed, which was for boobs.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, they're
more of a full length song.
Yeah, you know. But you know, they it turns out they sell themselves. They don't need a jingle at
right.
all ever.
It was nice of though in the chorus of that song. It's a perfect jingle because it goes boobs, and then there's a little bit of a pause where someone could give, you know, whatever copy the voiceover, and
sure.
then boobs, and then a little more information about the boobs.
Right.
20% off this week at the boob store.
Right.
Boobs, you know, it's mm-hmm. the whole jingle thing. They're pretty infectious. A good one is
right.
Some of them, you know, the one that immediately, as soon as I saw the headline on this, the one I thought of, which is my most hated jingle of all time. Can you think of what that is.
I'm afraid to name it because it's a jingle that plays here. So are you talking about an old school jingle from TV?
I'm not, I don't think.
And it is one that plays. Well,
it plays here, though, all the time. Yeah. I mean, you can't get away from this GD thing. I mean.
What is it? I don't want to say.
1-877 cars for kids. This one.
That's the one I was going to say.
Drive my car off a cliff. Every time I hear this.
I just won. Wait.
You just won the. But this is not one of the most memorable. I have the 20 most memorable advertising jingles of all time. I'm like, how is the Cars for Kids thing not on?
You know,
just
even if you hate it, though, you walk to the bathroom and you're singing it. You're like, yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, it sucks because it gets right in your head. It's just so, oh, just the kid and then the guy who's got to get in
effective.
On
effective.
Oh,
very effective.
All right, let me hear these because I am curious what people are saying are the best jingles.
Well, do you want to make some guesses? There's a few on here that, like, Liberty, Liberty, Liberty. I'm not sure I know this one. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Oh, yeah, you do. Here it is.
Do I?
Liberty, Liberty, Liberty.
You're right. I never mind. Liberty, I do know
Liberty,
that one.
Liberty,
Liberty, Liberty, Liberty.
How about the clapper? Does anyone know the?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The clapper.
I actually remember this one from TV ads.
Mm-hmm.
Clap on, clap off, all right. The clapper.
The Ace Hardware one.
Mm-hmm.
I know that one.
Yeah, sing it.
Oh, go ahead.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware store.
You're supposed to sing it.
Oh, I don't know. I think I got
the end. I think you do know. Singing is not talking. Singing is singing.
I mean, I think I got the end. Mech.
It's man. Helpful hardware man.
Oh, see, I said it wrong.
Do it.
All right, now go ahead.
Oh, okay.
God, you are so resistant that your recalcitrance is—it's so annoying.
I'm okay. I know it, but I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah. All right, just
all right. Here it is. Ace is the place with the helpful
hardware man. Ace.
Person,
you know,
they mean, right?
That'll
change any minute.
Yeah, helpful hardware person.
Soon.
You know, I'm noticing that the Amco one isn't on here. And I know it's not a full-on jingle, but I think of that
double
one all the time.
MCO.
Yeah, double A, bump, bump, MCO.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like that one. How about the Klondike bar? Do you remember the Klondike ice cream bar? I also.
What'd you do for a Klondike bar?
Oh, right, of course, yeah, of course.
Oh, the U.S. Army. How about that?
Here it is.
All that you can be.
Like you're not going to be the only computer expert in the family.
There's a donut.
In the army.
I totally thought of the YMCA. I don't know why. But totally different thing.
Yeah.
My bad.
How about the Folgers one? I love the Folgers
Everybody
one.
Everybody loves the Folgers
one. Every time I drink
good
coffee, I think
drop?
Of the Folgers.
Is that good to the last
no,
drop?
No, that's, no, that's Brim. No, that's fill it to the rim. Oh, Folgers might be good to the last drop, but this is the jingle specifically.
Oh, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Oh, God, a
Boy,
good jingle.
You know what that sounds that's like? Good. That sounds like Pentatonix.
It does, doesn't it? I bet you that is their version of it, right?
It might be,
but I'm going to go. How about Huggies? I think I know this one, but I'm not positive.
Yeah, you do.
Do I? Are you sure? Did you recognize every single one of these, Bryn, when you were pulling them?
I think I did, yeah. What was this called? Huggies.
All right, let's hear it. Huggies.
Sorry, I just got a bunch of stuff on my screen. I'm trying to figure
out
boy. Where
Well, listen, are. You're a madman over there. Should I go to a different one?
No, I could have sworn I saved it, but I guess
it's okay.
I did.
It's Mommy Wow, I'm a Big Kid Now.
He goes, Mommy Wow, I'm a Big Kid Now.
Oh.
Let's see.
All right.
No.
We're going to move on from that one. You can let that one go into the ethers. How about Chili's? Come on. We were just singing this yesterday.
Is
this Baby Back?
Chili's Baby Back Rib.
Barbecue sauce. That's the one.
How about this one? It's so funny. I'm like, this is unexpected because it's so, like, I know that they started with the Chia Pet. They just had the one. And now they have, like, all kinds of little Chia creatures and all things you can do. But the Chia Pet had a jingle. And do you remember it, Ben?
No.
I see you looking up. Here
it
is.
I'm trying.
All right, here it is.
There's a new pet.
Chia.
Chia Pet. Collect them all.
Chia. Nice.
Chia. K Jewelers made the list.
All right.
Every kiss begins with K.
I don't know. I don't know how memorable that is. I guess. I mean, I remember it.
Oh, here's a mommy wow. There it is. Helene, pull it up for you. Here it goes.
Mommy wow, I'm a big kid now.
Huggies. You know
that? Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, vaguely. I don't know. That one's not one of
it's
the top
training,
ones for me.
Potty training.
At number 10 on here, not that we're really using the numbers, Toys R Us. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. They got a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. They got the best for so much less. You really flip your lid. From bikes to trains to video games. It's the biggest toy store there is.
Gee whiz.
I don't want to grow up. Cause is baby is haunted.
That long? I thought it was just Toys R Us kid. I thought it was just Toys R Us kid. I didn't know it was that long.
No, it's a full on thing. There used to be like a TV ad where you'd see, you know, the kids playing with, and then the Jeffrey, the was that his name? The giraffe.
Jeffrey,
are they,
right?
The My Toys R Us clothes. Are yeah. there still
most
Toys
of
R
them
Us's?
Have? And mm-hmm. I thought so they were bringing them back just as we were kind of closing everything. So mm-hmm. I don't know if they survived the pandemic or not. But there's someone came through and sort of tried to save the brand and have some stores.
Right.
I just don't know if it's going to last beyond this thing.
Kit Kat is at number 9. This mm-hmm. is a pretty memorable one. You know, I think what's kind of missing from this list is some of the gum commercial ones. Like there was a Doublemint one. There was a Big Red one. Juicy Fruit had a jingle. None of those are on here. Campbell Soup is on here, though. It's, you know, we all remember the Campbell Soup.
Do you?
Sure. Mm-mm, good.
Life is full of good reasons to give someone a warm hug.
A warm hug from
this
Campbell.
This I don't remember.
Mm-mm, good.
I don't remember that one. I remember mm-mm, good. Campbell Soup. State Farm Insurance. Oh, my God. I sing this. I'm a State Farm member.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You're a State Farm girl, huh?
I am a State Farm girl.
I'm a farmer's guy. And Allstate.
Yeah, I was an Allstate, and they pissed me off, and I left.
Oh, my God.
As a consumer, that's what you
can do. This is not a commercial for them, but the crap I've been through in the last couple years.
Yeah.
You know, like the car leaving.
Yes.
They were
car
great.
Leaving.
Yeah. And getting hit and run. You remember that?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. They've been great. I'm surprised they haven't punted us from the fold.
They're keeping you, huh?
Jesus, man.
How about Campbell's SpaghettiOs? You know this one, don't you?
Oh, doesn't it go, uh-oh, SpaghettiOs?
That is what it does. I can't believe you know that. You're like the kid on the show. Do I SpaghettiOs anymore?
I never ate those. Did you?
Yes, I grew
disgusting.
Up on Campbell's
in an Italian house. That was never gonna happen.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh gosh, you sure know your O's.
SpaghettiOs. I had them as an adult. You know, when my kids were little.
It's got to just be like ketchup, right?
It almost tastes like stomach acid. Like, it almost tastes stomach like it would acid. If it came up. Like, I remember loving SpaghettiOs and the
so
spaghetti
like
and meatballs.
So it's like partly barf is what you're saying.
It feels like they've pre-done it for you.
Oh, God.
And my kids were like, delicious. Oh, my God, yum. I'm like, oh, God, stop eating that. It's disgusting. Lucky Charms. Vinny?
Anybody?
They're magically delicious.
Oh, very good.
Yes, look at you go.
I know,
no, I don't
really
have that.
Knows.
I do, according to this website, it looks like there's only 2 stores left of Toys R Us. One's in Texas and one's in New Jersey.
Oh, that's actually tragic.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you got the Lucky Charms? We got to bust through these.
Frosted Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Just hit them. I only have a
crack
second.
Crack a pop.
Snap, what a happy sound. Snap is the happiest sound I've found.
What is this one from the
40s? Yeah,
I
don't know.
Slap, but snap.
Most of these from the 70s and 80s. Some from the 90s. But.
Yeah, I don't remember this being a full-length thing. I know their tagline, Snap, Crackle, Pop. They got Ricola at number 3. Which I guess is a jingle.
Ricola cough drops, a pleasant tasting blend of organically grown herbs from Switzerland. For soothing relief.
Man, another wave is coming over the roof of my house right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Let's listen.
Oh, I don't think you can hear it. I don't. If I could move the mic, but then I'll probably destroy the whole setup here.
Yeah, don't destroy the setup. At number two is McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Oh, that reminds me. It's like, just hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. Special orders, don't upset us.
That was
the Burger King one. And then there was a Big Mac one for McDonald's. And then number one on their list is Nationwide Insurance.
Nationwide is on your side.
There you go. There's your list of the things that are.
And don't forget, your husband is an amazing jingle writer. He wrote a song for Peter Glenn, which is the sponsor for the Johnny Pie.
That's not a memorable.
Well, I mean, I think that you guys, if you guys wanted to, you guys can be a jingle machine.
Well, thank you.
PeterGlenn.com.
This lady sounds a lot like Sarah Clark.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That is weird, isn't it? That's my jingle, claim to fame. That's fine. That's enough. 20 most.
PeterGlenn.com.
What's coming up, Penny?
Brynn, are you in there or did you just sing now?
I just sang now.
Oh, so you're not on the PeterGlenn.com.
No, I'm not
jingle.
On that. I just always
we recorded that here. He's in our satellite studio, our Millbrae location. Slappy Studios.
Whoa. News is next, everyone. Hang through these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!